Welcome to God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith. I'm your host, Chuck Groover, and in this episode, I'm actually cutting to an interview that we had with Pastor Sam in regards to the St. Pete Dream Center and their efforts regarding the hurricane relief that they're involved with in providing help to both people in Puerto Rico as well as to people leaving Puerto Rico that are actually coming here to the mainland. So here's the interview.
Hello again. Today we're here at the Dream Center and we're with Pastor Sam. Now we all know Pastor Sam and love him. I'm sure if you're familiar with our conferences, you've probably heard him before. If not, you can go on the website, YouTube, and get tapes of what we've done. Sam, we've interviewed before on a personal basis about the Dream Center, and I always want to plug Friday mornings at 6:30. We meet at the Egg Platter, and I want to call it Breakfast with Sam. But I got over road on that, and we're calling it Table Talk. And if you watch that much, you see that us guys don't have too much trouble talking. Now, I don't need to talk anymore. You know Sam, so I'm not giving him any great big introduction like that. But we're here for a special reason today. And part of our ministry is reaching out to other people in other ministries. And while we're primarily a men's ministry, there are things that come up that affect the whole church or affect what God's put on somebody's heart. And we want to share that. Better than that, we want them to share it with you. So, Sam, we're here today to talk to you. Mm-hmm. You are a Puerto Rican.
Yes.
Nationality.
Yes.
Okay. And we know of the storm, of the horrible things that's happening down there, or some of them. Mm-hmm. I want to hear of how God has touched you on your heart and what you're planning to do about it. And then is there ways we can help you?
Of course, there's many ways that you could help us. And, well, let me give you a little feedback as far as how it touched my heart. And when we've seen the devastation and, you know, everything that goes on in the world, you could see it right there. And here's a whole island of people that have totally been displaced, their homes ravaged, no water, no food, nothing. And when you start seeing the pictures of people that are not able to have any food, I mean, people that are in the hospitals, they're not being able to be taken care of because there's no electricity of that. And one picture that really got me was about a little old lady that she has Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. And they picked her up, put her in the car, and she's just looking at you like this. Is your mom. And she doesn't know who her family is. And when you see this and to see the suffering that's going on, well, it definitely touched my heart. Outside of the fact that that's where I was born, I was raised here. So my heart went out to let's do what we're supposed to do. Let's do what God called us to do. And God told us to, when you see the hurting, the poor and the needy, there's no talking about it. There's not a request. He says, go and help. And so we're working with SEMA, which is a pastoral leadership of Spanish churches here in Pinellas County. And this happened like in 3 days. Working with NSC 680, which is a Spanish radio station here in the Tampa Bay area, and a bishop from the Church of God working together, and he was able to get three containers, and we're gonna fill them with food, and it was gonna be shipped to Puerto Rico.
What is a container?
Those big transported containers that you see on ships and all that.
Okay.
These huge containers. Well, we were able to, so we, when we saw, we heard of this, so there was nobody that was doing nothing in Pinellas County that we knew of at the time. So I was talking to Pastor Reyes. He's the president of SEMA. I said, well, why don't we have a truck here to load it up? So we did. They brought it here. And so and we only did this in 3 days. So we were able to bring food here. Many churches started to come. Some of the Spanish churches, some of the English-speaking churches, because this is a God thing. This is not about nationality or nothing or denomination. So all these guys were coming in and bringing the food. And so to the grace of God, we were able to fill a whole truck, a whole container of food, because it was us and there was another church, and they were also working and collecting the food. And so we were able to take it. This is a 3-day thing. It started on Monday, and on Wednesday we took the truck over to them. 3 days. And see, that's what happens when people come together. That's what happens when people are not concerned about nationalities, denominations, or what. It's all about the kingdom. And so we were able to do that. Well, while we were having a meeting, the reality is the fact that these people, there's 1,000 people leaving the island a day.
1,000 people, citizens.
Yeah, citizens. 1,000 Puerto Rican citizens are coming back to the mainland because they lost everything. So they're coming into Florida, New York, all over the United States they're going to be going, but most of them are going to be right here in Florida. So what's going to happen is that they're going to come in here. Now they're displaced. You know, maybe they're going to stay with their some family members or maybe not. And just like Katrina happened, you know, people were displaced and they were went all over the places. And Florida here, St. Petersburg, Pinellas County, a lot of them from Katrina came here. And they were able to help them to get housing and get situated here and until they're ready to go back home. And so we need to do the same thing here for the people that are coming. And so it's going to be an ongoing thing. They're going to be needing services. They're going to be needing food. And so the collections, the hurricane relief that we started, well, we're going to continue with that. And we wanted to do it right here.
Oh, you say ongoing. Let's touch on that first. Is this something you see for a week or two or a month or what?
For whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes.
If it's a month, if it's 6 months, if it's a year, the reality is if you're unemployed, you can't find a job, and so our job is what God called us to do is to help those that are in need.
Okay, I think we need to define something here. There's going to be, and there has been, things sent to Puerto Rico.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, we're really talking about two things. You've got people in Puerto Rico, and you've got people that are displaced or coming here.
Yes.
You are trying to work with both, I understand?
Well, of course. If we're able to, well, not so, right now we're putting things together to send to Puerto Rico, but Puerto Rico right now has a lot of stuff and people are pouring into there. Mm-hmm. So we got to get ready and be more concerned about the people that are coming here.
Okay.
And so, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to focus our attention gathering up food, getting all the help that we need to be able to help the folks because, they need the help here. And so they need the food. They don't need clothing. They don't need furniture. They'll need guidance into where to go and the schools and all that. So that's going to be an ongoing situation here. I think it's going to be, we don't even fathom 1,000 people just coming into Pinellas County. Mm. You know what that's going to do? And so and that's going to fill the school systems and all, and it's going to put a strain on the services and which we're already strained right now because of the needs that are in this community. So we're going to need all the help that we can.
Sam, I was going to wait till later to tell you this, but I can already sense, I think we need a follow-up in the future of what's going on.
Oh, sure.
And not restrict it, but make that mainly about Pinellas County, St. Petersburg area, and people coming in.
Mm-hmm.
For right now, you are still, you've collected quite a bit of stuff, but you're still collecting things and physically taking them to Puerto Rico.
No, right now what we're doing is that we're going to be taking stuff in, and as we fill the truck, then we will send stuff to Puerto Rico. But our food pantry only services maybe 250 people a month.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that we're looking at is that we're going to increase the capacity of the amount of food that we are able to take in here.
First off, what specific things are you needing?
Well, on a regular basis here, you know, is we're going to need staples of, you know, canned goods and Pampers, hygiene products, and things like this for the families that come into the door, vegetable goods and stuff.
When you say vegetable, aren't you mainly non-perishable items?
Yeah, most of them is non-perishable items, but we get blessed through here. We get some vegetables and stuff, so we're able to get those, but we got to get rid of those right away. But primarily is staples that we need here, yes.
At this point in time, is there any focus on clothing or things?
Not right now. Yeah. We don't have the space for the clothing, and I know people have called us and they have clothes and all. But, you know, the thing, I've had a clothes closet before, and I hate to say it this way, but, you know, people give us something that they're not going to wear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want stuff that is nice. And when it comes with the clothes, we would prefer that people would give us a credit card from Walmart or else place where they're Kmart, that they're able to go to that Walmart and get the clothes that they need for the kids and for themselves, rather than you know, giving them cash or anything. So if we got people give us Walmart cards, Home Depot cards, you know, that we're able to send to the Home Depot to send over there to Puerto Rico. But the Walmarts and Kmarts and, you know, that kind of stuff that we could keep here.
Mm-hmm.
So as the people come in, I just had a lady call. Now, this is not from Puerto Rico, but here's a lady that was homeless with two kids, 5 and 6. They were sleeping in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were, praise God, they got a house, but they called us because they need a bed, 5 and 6 years old. The babies are sleeping on the floor. And so we were trying to see what we could do to get them off the floor and help that family. Mm-hmm. Well, the very same thing that we've been doing all these years, because we've been doing, this is not new to us, we've been doing it for over 20 years, is the very same thing that we have to help them. If they don't got a place to sleep, we're going to try to find them housing. If they don't, now they got housing, they have no furniture, well, we have to try to get them the furniture. Now, we've been doing this all along. So it's not new to us. So it's just we have to get more volunteers. We want to get people and train them on how to be a case manager and how to work with folks.
Okay.
Like, for example, this lady, she needs some furniture. So we could, you know, send them here, send them there. Or they'll tell you here, call 211. I'm not saying that 211 doesn't help. But we like the personal touch where we make the phone calls and we see if they have the services and see if they have this. And when we do that, we're able to maybe take them there, go pick up the furniture, help them like that.
Okay.
And then the most important thing is that, you know, that saying is, preach the gospel if you have to use words.
Okay.
So this is what we're doing. You know, you don't always have to have a Bible in your hand, but just through your action, through the love of God, of Christ, and we're helping people, that we win them to the Lord. And again, I mean, we've been doing this for years. So we had a Muslim lady come in one time, and they told me not to preach to her or anything, because this was an agency. And I looked at him, I says, you know, I'm going to do this for you. Okay. So when the lady came in to my office, I had my Bible right there. Now, I didn't preach to her, right? So she shared with what's going on. So, okay. So at that time, we had a clothes closet. So I called the ladies. Will you take care of her? Well, guess what? They took care of her.
Mm-hmm.
They loved on her so much that she went outside to cry because she says, why are you doing this? It's because we love you with the love of Christ.
Amen.
If you don't tell me, that doesn't make a difference. Right there is just helping and loving on people. And see, and that's what the kingdom of God is about. You know, you could preach till the cows come home.
Sam, I know you well enough, and I hate to ever cut you off, but I want to tell you, I think if I get you telling stories, we can be here all day trading things, and it's wonderful. I love that.
Amen.
But I want to bring you back to just a minute. I would like some specific contact information, how people can reach you, how they can donate, how they can volunteer to work.
Amen. Well, our... the best way is you could call us at our office number, which is 727-520-1909. And you could call, leave a message. And if you're wanting to volunteer, if you're wanting to donate some items, we'll call you back. Leave a message and we'll call you back. If you want to bring items to the Dream Center, it's 3567 Cypress Terrace, Pinellas Park, 33781. And you could bring it here, but it's always good to call. You know, so that way we know that you're coming and we are able to make room and so that we receive the stuff that you give.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're giving on a financial, everything is tax deductible, that we could give you a receipt that, you know, you could take that up for taxes, whatever, if you want to donate anything. You know, and it's going to cost. It's going to cost us. That means our finances need to come up because, like, tomorrow we're going to Haines City. We're meeting a church over there that's coming from Pennsylvania, and they're going to take and bring a lot of food and clothing for the people of Haines City. Well, you know, that takes gas to go there. Mm-hmm. And so doing our ministry is going to take more finances to be able to do the things that we're doing. And so we could always use financial help here at the Dream Center so that we're able to make sure everything is paid for, the gas is paid for, the cars are running, and that we're always able to help the people that are here, that come mm-hmm. through the doors. And so that's how you can help us.
Sam, I want to touch base on one more thing. We're exposed to charities and giving opportunities to serve a lot. I want to address something that when people come to me and I hear things on the air, through the news media, I've always got one question. I'm going to be kind of blunt about this, and that's administrative cost. What kind of administrative cost have you got?
Well, here's nobody here gets paid, for one.
Big thing.
You know, nobody here gets paid. Should they? Of course they should. I'm not, you know, but we're not concerned about that as much as being able to have the resources to be able to continue to do the work that God called us to do. Mm-hmm. And I mean, this, you know, there's paper products, there's things that we have to buy, there's gas, and when we pick up clothes and furniture, and a lot of times we'll have to drive people around
mm-hmm.
and get them the help that they need. You know, we mm-hmm. don't just give them a bus pass or send them, you go here. No, some of these people come here, they need guidance, they need to be held by the hand. So as far, you know, our administrative costs, well, like I say, everybody here is a volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, we pay to be here.
That's true. I'm just going to say what I'm thinking now. Can people come in and specify, this is for the Dream Center, this is for Puerto Rico? Can they come in and specify
yes,
that?
Yes, of course, of course.
Okay, no, yeah. But...
yeah, we just had, I just spoke at a church this past Sunday, and, you know, a lady gave us some monies for the hurricane relief.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, when it's like that, like, for example, we're going over there to Haines City. Well, you know what? Gas.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God for that. Otherwise... mm-hmm. It's coming from pockets that don't have, but mm-hmm. we'll do it. And so, but if you specify that it's for Puerto Rico, then everything goes to Puerto Rico.
That's what I want to hear. Okay.
I'll give you a classic example. I was so aggravated the other day because somebody gave us some clothes in a bag that they weren't taking any clothes, so we took the clothes and we put it off to the side because we're taking it to Haines City. And these people, they gave us this clothes, they washed them, they folded them, and they put them neatly in the bag.
Mm-hmm.
That's the love. And then I got some guy come in, he just starts tearing into this bag and throwing things, you know. And so whatever comes to us, if it's going here, if they specify it, it's going to go there.
Good.
That's where it's going to go.
That's where it goes. Okay. Yep. Sam, we love you. We appreciate you. I enjoy our sessions at the Table Talk. Enjoy lifting you up in your ministry. And I would invite anybody listening to this to just pray and think about it and see what God puts on your heart. If you get the need to bring staple goods, non-perishable items, if you want to donate cash or money, I promise you, it will go to where you want it to go. It won't just go to line people's pockets. And that's something I'm hate to say, I think we're all just a little bit aware of today. Anyway, I want you to think and pray about this. And if whatever God tells you to do, just follow up on that. In the meantime, because this is an ongoing thing, I don't think we're going to be here every week, but I'd like to follow up in a couple of weeks, maybe a month with Sam, about what's going on. And I think this is going to become part of a dream center of some time now.
Yeah.
So we want to do a follow-up on that. Sam, we thank you for your time. We know you're busy. We appreciate it. And I just hope that every one of us that's listening to this will really seriously consider, pray, and do what God puts you on your heart toward helping the people of Costa Rica or the Dream Center or both. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at God at Work Podcast. If you have comments, suggestions, or a story you would like to be considered for the podcast, you can email us at stories@godatworkpodcast.com. If you enjoy this podcast and want to help support us, go to patreon.com/godatworkpodcast, or you can also support us by leaving us a review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith, is brought to you by Becoming God's Man Ministries, and is recorded and produced by me, Chuck Groover. Theme music for God at Work is by the band 39 Stripes and can be found at facebook.com/39stripes. And again, thank you for listening.